The first people on the scene on Sunday were Sackville Fire Department volunteers. They received the call through 911, along with Ambulance NB and the RCMP. But although Sackville firefighters are trained in workplace first aid, they are not trained as medical first responders. Over at the Dorchester Fire Department, the situation is different. About 80% of the firefighters in the Dorchester Department are trained as medical first responders, says Fire Chief Greg Partridge.
We're called medical first responders. That's a special course, above just standard first aid and all that stuff. So we can administer oxygen and we have the defibs and we have all that.
With Dorchester farther away from an Ambulance NB station than Sackville, the extra training for the fire department volunteers has come in handy many times, says Partridge. He says about half of the calls the department receives are medical calls.
Like the ambulances, on a good day, they're 15 minutes away. We've had response times here an hour, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better.
So in the case of, say, a heart issue, which calls for a defibrillator, the Dorchester Fire Department can make a huge difference by arriving at the scene quickly.
That's really what we're here for, is especially that something like that. It's minutes that count. So the faster you can get a defib on somebody, especially if they have a heart issue, the more likely they will come out of it. And again, it's just minutes.
Partridge says the medical first responder training has been standard in Dorchester for roughly the last 15 years, though it is also optional for volunteers. The training was in place 8 years ago when a woman died from choking at the Bell Inn, just down the street from the fire department. In that incident, the fire department was not called, even though their training could have saved the woman's life. These days, the 911 dispatch center automatically calls the Dorchester Fire Department to medical calls in their region. Medical first responder training involves a weekend course every 2 years and biweekly medical training as part of the Dorchester Fire Department's regular training schedule.
And not every firefighter is a first responder, a medical first responder. If they don't choose to, they just aren't. They're just firefighters.
Partridge says that Sackville's decision not to undergo medical first responder training could have to do with closer access to Ambulance New Brunswick, but he thinks it could be something up for change once the new municipality takes over in January.
In Sackville, they just don't do that. They had never gone into the medical side of it because they felt that there was an ambulance on site all the time anyway, but there actually isn't. They've discovered that over the last year or so, that there is not an ambulance there all the time. And so I think their Sackville will probably, I'm just guessing now, that they will probably be looking into that maybe after the first of the year, since we're all going to be under the same umbrella type thing with Tantramar.
That's Greg Partridge, chief of the Dorchester Fire Department. In response to a CHMA inquiry about first aid training at the Sackville Fire Department, Chief Craig Bowser said members are trained in workplace first aid and CPR, and they practice within these skill sets when responding to various calls. Bowser did not respond to a question about the consideration of other medical first aid training options.